Blog Talk Radio.
And hello, party people. Welcome to the Gotham Talk podcast. I'm your host, Jesus Arabia. Welcome on this 48th episode of Gotham Talk. Wow, 48 episodes we've done so far. We are continuing to review each week's episode. So if you're a new listener, thank you so much for downloading. Really appreciate it because I know you have a choice of so many out there. And I want to be your friend, okay? Let's talk Gotham. Tonight we're talking about Season 3, Episode 3, Look Into My Eyes, which aired on October 3rd, 2016. It was last week's episode, and I know tonight is a new one, so we will be talking about that one hopefully tomorrow. So join us then if you want to keep up to date on Gotham. Call in. We're live right now for the next, let's say, another 15 minutes. Call in at 347-637-3821. Again, the number is 347-637-3821 if you want to talk Gotham. Let's say we have a caller from area code 239. Who is this?
Matt, Commissioner Jim Gordon. What's up?
Matt, Commissioner Jim Gordon. How's it going, sir?
I'm good. I'm sorry I didn't call in on time. I was starting to fall asleep, but I'm doing good.
Oh, no worries.
Oh, man.
I even started late.
I know this is Gotham, but oh, my God. Supergirl is so good. Wait.
All right. Okay. That's a good preview right there. Let's wait for tomorrow, Supergirl.
Yeah.
But let's see. Let's stick with Gotham, Matt. What'd you think of Look Into My Eyes, which was last week's episode? It was the Remember the Magician.
Yeah, Mad Hatter. I thought it was very interesting. And then we got, trying to think more of the clone Bruce Wayne. Those parts were interesting because the way he was training the fight.
Okay,
with
Alfred. Can I just say it? Because I know everybody that watched that episode is probably thinking the same thing I was. That wig was horrible.
Yeah.
A really bad wig.
Yeah, it was bad. Yeah, the wig he was wearing.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just had to get it off my chest.
And then, like, Penguin running for mayor. Those parts were okay. I mean, I think that's so weird.
Oh, are you kidding me? What about when Don Falcone came out?
Yeah, he turned out to be...
Who is the father of the fiancé, of Lee's fiancé?
Yeah, that was crazy. I think somehow Jim and Lee are going to get back together.
Yeah, me too. I don't think this is going
to
last.
They have to. No, it's not going to last.
Remember, Falcone was kind of giving her the whole speech like, you screw my son, you screw me, so I'm going to get back at you.
Yeah, that's going to be crazy.
Kind of a threat, right?
Yeah. I think Falcone is still the big threat.
I know.
It was a cool
episode. So let's see. Gotham is pulling in a 3.19 viewers, 3 million viewers, 3.19, and it's pretty good. I mean, compared to Arrow, because Arrow's the one that's really taking a dive right now. Wonder why Arrow is getting affected that bad.
Well,
you think Arrow's outlasted it?
No, because I hope Arrow goes for a few more seasons, because I think it would be cool if Batman shows up, or if Superman shows up, say, Mr. Queen, we need your help
so
with the Justice League. Yeah.
All right, so let me read the quick synopsis of the episode, and we could talk about it more. Jarvis Tech demonstrates his powerful skills of hypnosis in a performance at Barbara and Tabitha's nightclub. He visits Gordon and offers him a big reward if he finds his sister Alice. Meanwhile, and I love that. Get it? Alice and the Mad Hatter. I love it.
Yes.
Okay. Meanwhile, Penguin decides to run for mayor to clean up the corrupt system led by Mayor James. To aid with his campaign, he has Edward Nygma declared legally sane and released from Arkham. Selina asks Ruth for help locating Ivy, but it leads to an argument. Meanwhile, following the lead for Alice, Gordon is confronted by men and hit him in the head, causing him to need stitches. At the hospital, he is stitched up by Lee's new fiance, Mario. Barnes attempts to convince Lee to return to the GCPD, but she requests time to rethink about it. When Gordon encounters Alice, she tells him that she wants nothing to do with her brother and then runs off. When questioning Tech, Gordon is hypnotized and nearly forced to commit suicide, but is saved by Alice, whom he then arrests while a wounded Tech escapes. Bruce Doppelganger tells Bruce and Alfred that his subject name was 514A, but is referred to as 5. They notice scars on his body and are confused when he beasts Alfred in boxing. That was kind of funny. When he gives that first punch in the face to Alfred, and Alfred's like, "What the heck?" Takes a punch without feeling pain. Number 5 then begins impersonating Bruce. He cuts his hair to match Bruce's and steals Alfred's car to reunite with Selina, whom he apologizes to and offers to take out for food. Despite finding his behavior odd, he accepts while on a date with Mario. Lee meets his father, the ex Don Carmine Corleone. So there you go. Pretty good how we see old faces come back, right?
Yeah, I thought that was cool. I thought it was a pretty good episode. I wasn't shocked that Falcone turned out to be Mario's father. I mean, that was crazy. And then Mad Hatter putting a spell under Gordon, that was very interesting. And then he put a spell over Barbara.
I want to see more of him. Do you think we'll see more of the Mad Hatter?
Yeah, most likely, especially after tonight's episode. I thought tonight's episode was good, too.
Don't say anything.
Yeah, I won't. But I thought it was a great episode.
Cool.
And
me too.
Also, when the hypnotized Barbara, that scene was creepy.
Yeah. I was like,
my gosh. Yeah. I thought it was a very cool episode. Great scenes, great action. I think this guy playing Mad Hatter did so good.
He was good. Yeah. His name is Benedict Samuel. He played
I heard he plays one of the actors in Walking Dead.
Oh, really? Okay.
I think,
I haven't seen that yet.
Trying to think what else. And plus, there was some cool action with Gordon, and I did like the scene where Gordon was talking with Mario, saying, "If you so much as hurt her, I'm going to come back and kill you."
Yeah.
I would.
It's going to be hard for Selina Kyle to locate Ivy, not knowing that she grew. It's more going to be like Ivy looking for Selina, right?
Yeah, I think
how is
Ivy
Selina
and Selina are
going to
go at it. Yep. I think they're going to go at it. Like,
do you think so? Do you think Ivy and Selina will fight each other? Okay. Huh. Interesting.
Most likely, or join forces, because we haven't truly seen a darker side of Catwoman yet.
Yeah, that's
we?
True. That's true.
Yeah, because she's always so friendly to Bruce. She's always so kind to Alfred. And, I did like all the scenes with Alfred and Bruce. Like, every time you see young Bruce Wayne, it's so cool to get a young Bruce Wayne now. So getting there on becoming Batman.
Me too. I love it. I love that. The young kid and the butler. I love those. Yes. All right, Matt. Well, let's wrap it up so you can go to bed. What
thanks,
shout
man.
Out you want to give out there?
I say Gotham is a great show. Continue watching it.
Yeah.
Good action parts this week. And make sure you watch tonight's episode of Gotham and also tonight's episode
oh,
of
can't wait.
Supergirl. Both shows are amazing.
Can't wait to see that,
can't
too.
Can't wait.
Yeah,
yep.
Double
All right,
header.
man. All right, man. Talk
All
to
right,
you
man.
soon.
Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, and we'll talk about
yeah.
Supergirl and Gotham again. All right. Talk to
All
you
right.
then. Bye.
All right. Cool.